FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's FA Trophy tie at Runcorn Linnets. But before that, it's to Wednesday evening in Warsaw as FC United took part in their first game in Group B of the Phoenix Trophy, as Neil Reynolds' side were hosted by Aki SV of Poland. Before the match, Tim caught up with their manager Antonio Shahadi to hear about the mood at the club heading into the game.
So I'm joined by Antonio, the manager of AKS Zwolle. How are you feeling about tonight's game?
Well, actually it's a unique opportunity to be in this club today. It's a historical event for us. I didn't think that in our sixth year, yes, we will have the occasion to play with FT United. I'm very excited, as all the club members and the players and everyone around us. It's a privilege to be here, especially to lead the team in this great Phoenix Trophy. Yes, this is a great idea, which actually no one thought about it earlier, but this is something unbelievable, where we can be close to each other, unite each other together, and simply kick out from football all the bad habits and bad things around this sport.
Obviously, we've been speaking to Carolina quite a lot. She's doing a huge amount of preparation off the pitch, getting ready for this game. How about your preparations on the pitch? How's that gone?
So, we are in a good position, actually, in the table this season. We have only 2 points, yes, from the promotion position. We are doing our best to function better, yes, when it comes to tactics. Not to mention that this season we lost a lot of good players who just simply retired. But actually, we are building the club from the beginning, the team from the beginning. So we have a lot of new players who are coming from different countries and different experience in football. So it's really exciting moment for us. So we are building ourselves as a team from the beginning.
Okay, fantastic. And just to finish, how excited are the players playing? I mean, we believe there's about 800 tickets being sold already. We're expecting more people tonight.
The players, you know, like, they are very excited of this occasion. They are having in mind that on Sunday we have a match on 3 points. We need to play and be better, in a better position in the table. But as I said in the dressing room, this occasion will not repeat, yes, maybe in the future, but now we have a great occasion and everyone is happy about it and excited about it.
AKS manager Antonio Shahadi there speaking to Tim before Wednesday's match in the Phoenix Trophy. Also before the match, Ben caught up with Antonio's counterpart for the visitors. Here's FC United manager Neil Reynolds.
Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And this is a bit surreal, isn't it? I mean, how's the last couple of days been?
I think you just summed it up in one word, Ben, surreal. I've just finished the team talk and I said, you know, given the opportunity to manage this amazing football club, but also to be managing in the first European trophy adventure, and the lads to be sat in the dressing room to be the first competitive squad in a European competition is something that is, go back to that word, it's surreal. And we are so grateful, we're so honoured to be given this opportunity. I want to say a big thank you to everyone that's put it together, from the organisation that's been put together, from, you know, the people in Poland, and also, you know, the people at FC United of Manchester. I know the chair, Adrian Seddon, you know, galvanised his project and got it underway, but there's been a lot of people that have contributed in ensuring that we get across here safely and, you know, competing at a competitive fixture, you know, to be given the opportunity to manage a side in the first, you know, European competition for FC United. And then players downstairs have just been reminded of, you know, what an honour it is to be the first competitive team to play in a European trophy. We are so grateful. I'm grateful to everyone that's travelling out, grateful to everyone that's going to be watching and listening at home. And we're going to do everything we can do to win tonight's football game.
And with regards to preparations for this, travel times and that kind of thing, I'm going to suggest it's no different to Blyth away. Maybe.
No, it's not. I mean, listen, we all met at the ground yesterday at 2:30. We got the coach to Liverpool Airport. We had a bite to eat at Liverpool Airport. And then 99.9% of the squad got on the plane at Liverpool Airport and made their way over to Warsaw. And then, you know, last night they went to the hotel. They've got up today. They've done a bit of sightseeing, had something to eat, and then travelled collectively, but without the manager, to the stadium.
Why not the manager?
Well, the last thing, the roll call last yesterday was when we were on the coaches, as everyone got the passports and everyone held the passports up in the air. And what happened just prior to me saying that is that the coach driver took the wrong turning into Liverpool Airport. So I had to jump off the coach and I reversed the coach. I stood in the middle of the road. I'm stopping traffic. I've got a police escort. I'm about to take the coach all the way back. And with the euphoric occasion that was, and we've managed to kind of steer this coach clear, we've all got our bags and dived into Liverpool Airport, and that was the last of it. It was only until we're going through passport control that the manager realised that his passport was no longer here. So all the lads boarded the plane, and the manager, myself, sat in Liverpool Airport for about 10 seconds with my head in my hands, thinking, what am I going to do now? My team's gone into Europe, and I'm sat here on my own. So into soldier mode, quit thinking, checked into a hotel in Liverpool, looked for flights, but then still didn't have a passport. And I've got to give huge credit to Noel, the caretaker at FC United, who was instrumental in me getting the passport back, contacted Swans, went down to the driver's house, brought the passport back to Broadhurst Park. And unfortunately, we've arranged for the girls to train on the Tuesday night. So Elsie, the goalkeeper coach, picked up the passport from the ground, and then she transported it to the hotel. I've got the passport. I booked a new flight. The flight's from Manchester. Got on a taxi this morning, an hour across to Manchester. Got on the plane to the airport across the other side of Warsaw. Landed, ended up getting an Uber, and here I am, and the team have arrived. So it's been an eventful 18 hours, Ben.
Well done to the caretaker, Swans Buses, and Elsie Baxter, of course. I mean, that's what a week has she had. She played outfield last week on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, she came off the bench. So, I mean, listen, it's a European adventure, one that we're not going to forget. But, you know, all that aside, we're here now. We've tweaked what we do. We've changed our formation tonight, Ben. We're going a 3-5-2. These kids in the dressing room are having debuts in Europe, but I've gone one further tonight, and I've given Academy youngster Jack Bennett his first competitive start in Europe. So, you know, it's going to be really exciting for him as well.
To the match itself now, and FC United dominated the game, winning in the end by 6-1, including 3 goals scored by forward Bradley Holmes.
About 10 minutes gone here, still no goals. Now Bennett, Morris, well, good work there, and Bennett has it. Back to Morris. Now it's Curtis Jones. Jones. Patient football from FC as Drew Baker, the youngster, has made such an impression here at FC this season. Square ball. Bennett, lovely work from the youngster, the academy player. Plays it out to the right-hand side. Morris now will look for a cross. Holmes waits, and it's a goal! And FC United take the lead. It was a perfect cross from Morris. Some lovely work from young Jack Bennett. Holmes perfectly positioned. The marking was a bit slack, but FC United take the lead. The AKS fans. And cross comes over. Chance of Baker goes up, and it's 2-0. And it's Bradley Holmes now with 2 goals. And FC United now in control. FC left-hand side. Burns, lovely. Now it's Ennis. Good ball out left side. Dodd, can he provide quality from the left hand side? Comes towards the byline. Great run from him. Across it comes, and a hat trick for Bradley Holmes.
So, Brad, you've been awarded the FC Radio Man of the Match. How does it feel?
Oh, over the moon with it. Great performance from the lads. Can't just take all the praise because it's a team performance.
Yeah, obviously it's a hat trick. Basically, it's a momentous occasion for any striker. I mean, two goals, basically both very good headers. First one, particularly, I think it was down into the far corner, was pretty good. And obviously, finished with a low drill ball. The service was good tonight, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, top quality from first goal as a crossfield ball into the 18-yard and just slotted it with my head, and then corner. Been working on crossing and training throughout the last few days, and obviously it's paid off. And then last one again, cross, low, got in front of my man, slotted it with my left foot.
And in terms of sort of the actual event itself, obviously both sets of fans are pretty noisy. Is it your first European competitive game?
Yeah, first one. Both sets of fans were class. Can't get any better than FC, can we?
Bradley Holmes there speaking to Tim following his hat-trick on Wednesday evening. Let's have some post-match reaction now from our FC Live team. Here's Ben and Swampy at full-time.
In fact, that is indeed the final whistle, and tonight's proceedings where FC United have pretty much dominated from start to finish. 90 minutes of good, emphatic, quality football with an opposition that, yeah, you can see on the old interweb and see how they play, but equally you can only really find out about them when you actually have full 90 minutes in front of them. And they have been unquestionably much the better team. FC United and Manchester have done really, really well here this evening, and could have been 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10. But again, that's what you need to do. This competition is about winning. It's about showcasing your talent, showcasing not only your football prowess, but what the football club's about. And obviously, all these teams in this competition are fan-owned clubs, or indeed clubs that work in their communities and do a lot of other things outside of football. Tonight, well, both football and the clubs are winners. Great crowd here. Great voice, great singing. Lovely, lovely people. And I'm sure that's going to continue into the early hours of the morning. No one at all leaving the ground. All the players will go over and give respects to their supporters and each other's supporters. And in a game of football, well, you want to come and win a game. You want to showcase the talents of your players, about your football club. And FC United have certainly done that this evening, Ben.
From watching it and listening to you and hearing the crowd in the background, it certainly feels like it's been a good trip. I mean, you've been on many Euro aways. I mean, where does this rank for you?
Well, this is a tournament. It's very, very different, isn't it? I mean, hospitality-wise, the way the players have been treated and so on and so forth has been excellent. But there was a job to do here, and that job was to win a game of football, and they've certainly done that. But we're making friends, not millionaires. 7 more games to go, both home and away. And I think as we progress through this, there will be friends for life made. And, you know, this competition, I hope, in its infancy, its first year, this will be something that goes on for many, many years to come. The beginning of fan ownership and the beginning of something that's quite beautiful when money isn't involved.
And we're seeing the pictures of the FC United players. You're a veteran of these Euro aways. For them, this must be surreal and really bizarre.
I think because it's a Euro away with a game that you have to win, and it's important you win that. They've treated it like any other game. Yeah, they have had the opportunity to go out and enjoy themselves a little bit. Nice guided tour round today. Been treated superbly well by the host club. I think they'll be happy with the fact that A, they've won the game. B, they'll enjoy this evening now because they can actually enjoy the night. Some of them will never experience anything quite like this, but this is the beginning. This is the beginning. This is the journey. The start of that journey for both them as young players and also in this European competition. So, yeah, they'll make memories from this. But again, what they'll be more pleased about, you'd expect, is that the fact they put a good performance in, worked really hard and got the results that Neil demanded, and equally you know, can look forward to going and enjoying you know, that tonight. And I was watching Neil there, and I say Neil wanted to win this game. Very, very professional, with the exception of a number of issues like not arriving, but equally everything's been done, everything's been achieved, and we can look forward to Saturday now, and the minds will be firmly focused come getting back home tomorrow on that game on Saturday. It won't surprise me if the players can enjoy tonight, get themselves sorted tomorrow. I'm not sure whether they'll be out training with on Friday or whether he'll get to a stage where he just wants to come in and have a chat to them. But we'll see. And Neil now with the FC supporters, players coming over.
I was just going to ask you for your man of the match, but it's Bradley Holmes, isn't it, surely?
Well, Holmes from an FC perspective, their goalkeeper from a home team perspective. The goalkeeper was excellent. He pulled off some very, very good saves, worked really hard, was tirelessly working, had a lot of things he had to do in the game, and I thought he was good there. But number 42 from them had moments in the game. It looked quite good, but I mean, you score a hat-trick on your European debut, then, yeah, you've got to give it to him as well. But a good performance.
And looking ahead to Runcorn Linnets in the FA Trophy on Saturday, you mentioned the commentary. I mean, this is better than a training session, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, as I say, you know, when you're playing and training, attack and defence and all that kind of stuff at a normal training session, you know, you're not putting full-blooded challenges in there. You're not going to do all the things you would normally because you play against your own players. When you play against opposition, you get the opportunity to really have a game of football. And they've done that tonight. They've worked hard. It's been a good session. They won't get carried away tonight. They'll have a good time tonight and enjoy that tonight. And then they'll be up and ready for the game on Saturday. And anyone questioning whether this competition is a decent competition, it's a great competition. It's given opportunities for young players and players in general that have never necessarily ever been to Europe or been in Europe or played in Europe, a great opportunity. And it's done in a form of ethical football where you've got good causes, great clubs, all involved.
Exactly. And there was that article, wasn't there? Is FC United now just another football club? No. That this tonight proves we're not, and long may that continue.
Well, we've never been just another football club. We are what we are. There will be ups and downs and so on and so forth. But no, at the end of the day, we're a fan-owned football club. One member, one vote. We've always had an ethos of equality. You know, we could only see that only a week and a half ago when, you know, a couple of tons worth of clothing and other stuff was brought for the refugees in and around Manchester and further afield. The way that we do, like this club does here, within their community, something that, you know, we should be very, very proud of. So we're never going to be just another football club. We're one of a group of football clubs now that look at football and look outside of the box, look outside of what can be done, what can be achieved for the greater good. And, you know, we are living in hard times, and it's not about putting extra bums on the seats or in the stands. It's not about selling shirts. It's about very simply doing what they think is ethically right. And right, fantastic. Neil? You finally made it. Your team talk worked. First time in Europe for FC United and Manchester. First time you as a manager in a European competition. We've been away a lot beforehand in pre-season friendlies and so forth. But this must make you very, very proud and very, very happy with the performance.
Quite emotional, to be honest, Wampy. I'm very proud. I'm going to say this is by far the best occasion of my career, football managing. What I've just witnessed tonight, of two sets of fan old football fans singing the way they've sang, seeing the flares going off, seeing, you know, both cultures come together. You know, the football's a footballer and it's great, but what I've seen tonight and witnessed, I've just got to say thank you to everyone who's had the time to put this together, because it's a wonderful, wonderful occasion. And, you know, you look at the game was great. I was really pleased with the game and the game and the result, but I had no idea what I was coming into tonight. No idea. And what I'm witnessing and what I'm hearing behind me, I've still got no idea. It was incredible.
Well, in fairness, we didn't have any idea whether you're going to make it tonight, but you finally arrived. And as you say, it's a game where it was important that, you know, the players perform well. It was a game where, obviously, with the FA Trophy on Saturday, you want them to play well. Not showboat once we got our noses well in front. Just keep their style of play, everything. And you got that in all of them, didn't you, tonight? You've got to be very proud of the way they all played.
We put a really strong side out tonight. And, you know, there is always one eye on when you played Witten. He got the trophy this Saturday. But I'm sure teams in the Premier League, if they're playing in Europe, you know, they play one Saturday and then they play Europe and they might have an FA Cup game on Saturday. And lads are conditioned to do that. And, you know, I'm delighted with the lads' performance tonight. The back three did well. We changed our formation. We went with two up front for the first time. Brad got hat-trick and Burns got one at the end. But it gives us another you know, impetus now, another idea. When we've got forwards in the club, great to see Wanaka coming back tonight. So, you know, we've got a great squad now. We've got people back at home that haven't travelled that should be fresh for Saturday. It's up to me to kind of bring the change and rotate. But every game that we go into, you know, we want to win. And like you said, it's a long time in football, 1 week, isn't it? A week ago, I didn't know where the win was coming from. Now we've just had back-to-back wins, and what I've experienced tonight is nothing short of incredible.
Well, the thing is also is, you know, if you weren't here tonight and FC weren't here tonight, you'd be in a training session. Training sessions, as I was just saying to the guys on the radio, where you train as much as you can, but you don't put them challenges in the same way. You can't be as competitive in the same way. So that is a very, very good training session for FC United tonight.
Yeah, and credit, you know, to them as well. You know, they left the foot in when they had to do. They tried to move it. I was glad they scored because it just raised the atmosphere, and that's what it was about. And you know, I was really happy. The keeper made a great save, and the whole stadium clapped. It was good. But we did, you know, we I've got a great set of lads in there. They were down and out, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But they're right back at it now. You know, back said back to back wins. We train hard. We play hard. You know, and hopefully these last two games give us real confidence going into the game against Runcorn, who, you know, won't be happy. They lost last night 4-0 at home. They're going to want to, you know, get one over us on Saturday. But what we're going to do now, Swan, because we don't have much time to do that, we're certainly not going to take our foot off the gas, but we're going to have a, you know, a couple of drinks tonight and celebrate. And the lads deserve that because they work so hard. And I'm going to make sure, you know, got a little bit of kitty from the FA Cup money with Doncaster. I'm going to look after the lads tonight. And, you know, I don't want people thinking to take the foot off because we're training Friday night for the game Saturday. I want to put that out there that we're not here definitely on the jolly. But they're going to get rewarded tonight a little bit, and we'll train Friday and then we'll play Saturday.
Well, listen, the players themselves must be very, very much in awe, a lot of them. A lot of young kids there in that team tonight, in awe. I mean, have you had a chance to talk to them and what they personally thought of coming out and actually being part and parcel of this?
We were just down there with the fans then, and people like Sam Burns and Brad Holmes and even young Jack. They couldn't believe it. They still can't, you know. And he stood in front of Blackburn Rovers fans towards the end for maybe a minute after the game, and they can't believe it. And this is... Now, I wasn't here when it was formed. I only read from afar and I saw it. And, you know, I've heard the stories in Europe. People giving up the hard-earned money after COVID as well to come into Europe to support the football club and see that tonight. And then you can still hear them behind me. It's spine-tingling for me. And I want many more nights like this. And I want to, you know, for me, I'll just keep working hard and trying the best for the football club. And I know them lads will do in there. And we will hopefully have repaid the loyalty that the fans have shown us. Have had a good time tonight, and hopefully we can go and rub shoulders with them now and have a drink together. Hope everyone's enjoyed it at home. Thanks for listening. I know my little lads watching tonight. It was good to see them come here, so you know, say hello to Jack and Molly, and we'll see everyone on Saturday.
Neil Reynolds speaking to Swampy there after his side's 6-1 win in Poland. To Saturday's FA Trophy tie now, as FC United travel to Cheshire in the third qualifying round to take on Runcorn Linnets. To judge the mood in the dressing room heading into the game, Ben caught up with Neil shortly before kickoff.
Neil, welcome to Runcorn. First is first, how's fitness and that after our midweek adventure?
Great, you know, no different to a league game. You know, travelling conditions were the same. You know, 2-hour flight, it's a 2-hour coach journey, like going to Batesford, so no excuses. The only thing probably that we played on the Wednesday instead of the Tuesday. But lads are in good spirits. We've changed it up today. We've kept people fresh and rotated people. But, you know, there's something about this fixture for me that will kind of outclass it as the defining moment in my FC United career. We came here 2.5 years ago. We underestimated their opposition. We were 1-0 up at half-time through Sunday. Words were said, things were done, and we came out second half, we won the game 3-0, and after that we went on a 17-game unbeaten run. So the message to the squad is don't underestimate sides from a lower division, don't go and win your last two games and let yourselves down today, and go and give a really good showpiece of yourselves today, and that's what we're going to do.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? They are lower league opposition, one step below us, but they're a very good side, aren't they? And how important is it to mirror what we did last time and get a goal within the first couple of minutes?
I mean, you can't underestimate them. I mean, they've had a freak result in midweek, you know, 4-0 at home to Mosley, but then you look last week and I think they beat league leaders, you know, Workington. So they're going to be a good side, and obviously they've got the spice of having, you know, playing against one of their ex-players in Aaron Morris, a bit of spice against playing FC United, probably the biggest crowd of the season will be on today. So, you know, it goes in their favours. They're the underdogs, have nothing to lose, but we've just reminded ourselves, me included, of, you know, these are a good side. It doesn't matter what step you play at, there's can always be a banana skin, and if we want to stay in the trophy, we've got to apply ourselves like we did at 70 minutes at Witten last week and now we did in Poland in midweek. So, you know, it's a game we can't wait for. People will look at the team selection and think, you know, that's a change. But when you've played back-to-back 90 minutes and you've been working all week as well and you've travelled, you know, we need to rest and rotate, and that's what we'll do today. And, you know, if it doesn't go according to plan, it's my fault.
And how important is the FA Trophy to the grand scheme of things?
I mean, it's that competition that, you know, you always talk about the FA Cup wanting to get to the first round. There is a team from our level who get to Wembley. You know, there's Wembley at the stake at the end of it. You can look as far as you want down the line. The one club from either 1, 2, 3, 4 will get to Wembley. And, you know, we've got to aim high. We've got to set our sights big. There's no point coming to Runcorn today and say Wembley isn't in our sights, because it is. You know, it sounds a long, long way away, but we've got to overcome Runcorn first, and then the next round, and then the next round. And if we keep believing and keep putting on performances, then who knows where you end up. You know, and even when you come across the better teams, one time we'll be the underdog. But we've got a big game today, Ben, and we're going to make sure that we're on it from the off, and hopefully it's a good game and we come out on top at the end.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to SC Live, and you join us here at Runcorn Linnets for this afternoon's FA Trophy third qualifying round match between Runcorn Linnets and SC United of Manchester.
And joining me for this commentary this afternoon, Sato Paul's here.
Good afternoon.
And Jet Lagley, you all right? James is here, everyone.
Very well, good. Thank you.
So, James, we should start with you, because you've been like Alan Wicker this week. How was Warsaw?
It's difficult to kind of articulate how wonderful it was, really, and what a great chapter it was in FC's history. What it meant to that club, who constantly were saying how they are learning from us there. 2015, they were set up, a.k.a. Sver, and also they've won a UEFA Fair Play Award. Wonderful people. Football, obviously, at a different level. No part-timers. But they are really, really intense about what they're doing. Great positivity, but a real determination. And when you think their ground is being sold, unfortunately, the bar, the wonderful little offside bar, that's being developed. So they're up against a lot of odds as well. But what it meant to them was extraordinary. And their fans, I mean, goodness me. I don't think I've heard FC fans ever be outsung before to that level. I mean, they just stand there for the entire game. They've got three or four people conducting them who aren't even there for watching the game. They're back to the game. And it's having this flair. I mean, flares may not be welcome, of course, in the return game. But it was a wonderful thing for the club to do. And I know all the fans mixed together, of course. Great hospitality. And just absolutely, unreservedly fantastic occasion.
And a job well done by you, James. Also, a big job well done from Swamper. A happy birthday to Mr. Swamper, who's 37, I believe, today.
Happy birthday.
What was that, 67?
Oh, Paul. Wow.
Yellow card, Paul. Yeah. Looking to stay on the field.
Paul, James makes a good point about, you know, how teams in this tournament that we're playing in the Phoenix Trophy are looking up to SC. It's very reminiscent of how we looked up to AFC Wimbledon, actually, back in 2005.
Yeah, it's interesting that they're kind of comparing their progress to our progress, perhaps, over the years. And it took us a long time to get established. I mean, it wasn't an overnight happening at FC. Things didn't just fall into place. They had to be fought for and worked for, like getting the ground. And they've obviously got stadium issues, like we had. And it's tough to start a side from scratch. It really is tough. So fair play to them. Because obviously there are established sides in Warsaw, just like we had established sides in Manchester to compete against. So, you know.
Has anyone said to them, James, you'll know this, did anyone tell them to go support Altrincham instead? Did anyone make that?
Yeah, I think we said in Poland, I heard the word Altrincham, but what the rest, I wasn't sure. How are you?
But off to a winning start in the Phoenix Trophy, and hopefully in the coming weeks we'll have more news on when game two is and game three, and then all the way to Rimini in May. But we're here for the FA Trophy. Paul, come to you first. Last time we were here, it was in the FA Trophy, and we scored within 2 minutes, but then, bit of a wobble, but then we were all right in the end.
Bit of a wobble in the dressing room at half-time.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we got a bit complacent last time we were here. We started playing a bit showboaty, and that was corrected at half-time. We ran away with it 3-0. And the reward for that, I think, was the trip to Barrow. So there you go, that's life. But our record in the trophy is pretty abysmal in recent years. We take away that season. In four of the last five campaigns, we've gone out the first hurdle. Ooh. So that's pretty damaging. Remember, Mask last season.
We haven't done well since talk. I've got the Mask there's game been, in my mind. Did we been, not have this conversation about how we've not done well since Torquay?
There's only been two major trophy cup runs in recent years. One was the 2014-15 when we got to the quarterfinals, and then there was the Barrow season where we got to the first round, I think it was. So yeah, we're overdue another run, and obviously this is a very testing game for us, because Runcorn have moved on as a club and on and off the field in 2 years, and they're going to set us a stiffer test this afternoon, we think.
They're doing pretty well in the division below, but they were beaten by Mosley midweek, but a lot of teams are being beaten by Mosley at the moment. They're the league leaders, but they're a good team under Callum McAteer, aren't they?
Yeah, he's one of the youngest managers in non-league, I believe, and he's got two FC old boys in the squad this afternoon.
Yep, so Ryan Halliwell starts. Craig Linfield, a friend of the show, he's on the substitutes bench. What do you think for today, Paul? Because we do need an FA Trophy run, don't we? It's about time.
I just wonder if there's going to be any reaction to the trip to Warsaw from our point of view.
Well, he has rotated the squad slightly.
Yeah, he has. Which is obviously a good thing.
Players who didn't make the trip. Regan Linne, Luke Griffiths didn't make the trip, did he? Jaden Major starts today, which is very, very exciting. Ali Wadika came on as a substitute, didn't he?
It's not exactly the same team by any means, but obviously going abroad does affect you, I think, when you come back home. And I think we've got to put our A game out this afternoon if we're going to win this.
Well, let's ask Clive Tilsley. How are you feeling after your European jaunt?
I'm good, yeah. I've rested. I've paced myself well. I've done the recovery runs and all that sort of thing. I know. I would just say that the players, you could see, it was a privilege to be that close to the squad, and you could see the players really, a really good unit. I mean, they are. There's a lot of wind-ups, you expect, that sort of bantery stuff, but they really are genuinely, I think, a very, very strong unit.
We've said that this squad, no disrespect to previous squads, but there is something about this squad. The balance and the chemistry's right at the moment, and hopefully that'll come across in today's performance. Neil Reynolds coming out onto the pitch, so without further ado, let's hand over to our expert commentary team. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's Runcorn Linnets against FC United of Manchester in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. No extra time, it's straight to penalties if we're all square after 90 minutes. Just putting that disclaimer out there now. And it's now time to hand over to expert commentary team, Scatto Paul, but first, James Quinn.
Potts with another long ball, Wadika in pursuit, but that's won well by O'Mahony. Now at Major, FC's new signing, plays it infield to Griffiths. Griffiths, square ball to Michael Potts, just inside the opposing territory. Now it's Burns. Burns flicks through there. Burns, can he get on the end of it? Yes, he can. And that's an excellent goal by Sam Burns. It really is. Just what FC needed. FC haven't been knitting the passes together, but really just individual skill there from Burns, Paul, giving FC the lead.
Real bit of individual quality. You can see why he scores so many goals for Blackburn under 23s. He took that with real confidence.
About 17 minutes to go. Potts under pressure, dwelling on the ball. Hellowell with a shot blocked by Baker and then cleared. And that is a red card. And a red card for Runcorn Linnets. I think maybe Lynch and Potts. I'm just checking. I think he is down here.
It is Potts down.
It is Potts who is down.
Potts is injured. He's sent off a Runcorn player. We're not sure which one yet.
At the moment,
number eight.
I think it's Lynch.
Yeah, Joe Lynch.
Joe Lynch is sent off.
One can only assume because Potts was on the floor, put that challenge in, got the ball clear. Yep. It must have been for a stamp, one can only assume.
And now White.
Offside.
Just offside, that was careless from Donoghue.
Oh, he's going to book Donoghue. He's already on the yellow, isn't he?
And he's off.
Yeah.
And he's off for what, kicking the ball away, was that?
I think so.
Well, if that's the case, it was a... very unwise from Donoghue. But Donoghue is off.
Well, he's been quick for the yellow cards, hasn't he?
Well, is that an even the score? Seems an incredibly harsh one, but that gives Runcorn some encouragement. They'll play the last 3 minutes plus added time with equal numbers. Runcorn looking for the equaliser. Morris heads it out. Can Burns get on the end of this? Yes, he can. And now can he use his speed to get over halfway, Burns? Burns out, pacing his man. Burns into the area. Great pace from him.
Penalty.
It's got to be a penalty.
Easily.
It had to be a penalty. It was one-on-one.
There's no way.
Now what decision does he make?
So it will be a penalty. And Ennis will be the man to take this. But that was great work. It was a good clear. Burns, though, using his speed... and took it all the way to penalty area. And in the end, Louis Hayes, the man who went for the challenge and brought him down. Now, Ennis can seal this.
And no yellow card, Paul.
Nothing.
At all.
I mean, he was the last man, wasn't he? There's no doubt he was the last man.
Very, very curious that. But, well, if Ennis can slot this home, that will be punishment enough. Ennis now with the penalty. Yes, it's a good one. It's 2-0. Ennis blasts it in the centre of the goal, high above the keeper. No chance for Joe Young. And FC United now with 1.5 feet in the next round. There it goes, and FC United go through to the next round of the FA Trophy. Not the greatest performance, but in the end, a professional performance that did the job, Paul.
I think the clean sheet is the thing that Renault will be most pleased about. In the face of a Runcorn side that never gave up and fought very hard, as you would expect them to on their own pitch, I think Sam Burns has got to take a lot of credit this afternoon. Not only scoring a goal, but he led the line superbly, and the chance he got on the break in added time that led to the penalty is all his own work, really.
Yeah, I think man of the match, Sam Burns, top of the nomination surely for the goal and his runs, which I think made a difference.
Yeah, considering he was probably on his own most of the time.
I tell you what, though, you made a comment, I think, in the second half there.
Griffiths.
Yeah. Because he was always there, wasn't he?
Yeah, and it was calm. It wasn't, like, hurried. There wasn't any, the rash challenges weren't there this afternoon, which you occasionally get. I think Griffiths had a very controlled game.
And I hate to sound like a broken record, but Curtis Jones.
Yeah.
He got a yellow card early doors, and he was pretty...
He was pretty resilient at the back, although you've got to credit Baker and Baker and Jones at the back. Everything that was thrown into the box, they got out, didn't they? And Lavican made a very good save as well.
Yeah.
At the key time.
I mean, they did miss a couple of good chances, but ultimately, Lavican's made one good save.
Yeah. I think when we look back at the game, though, we'll say that FC... I think FC, I'm right in saying that FC scored from both efforts on target this afternoon. And you'd probably like to see a bit more from that department.
But
having said that, we're through to the next round, which is more than we've done in four of the last five seasons.
I know. What's a Monday FA Trophy draw like, Paul? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. We might actually send somebody to the draw just to make sure that we're in it, I think. But we will. I think we will be facing a fine for the number of yellows this afternoon.
What do you make of the yellow card count, Paul? Because it was...
I thought the referee was very trigger happy this afternoon in terms of penalising players with a card for their first challenge or first foul. I think it became a bit of a pandemic almost, wasn't it? It's the way he was waving his yellow card.
It was a weird performance, wasn't it? Because you can't really say he was biased, because he's given us a penalty.
And he's given them a red.
I mean, yeah. It'd be interesting to watch that back, because Potts was down on the floor, so one can only assume it was he just put his foot in.
Yeah.
After the ball.
It was a very instant decision by the referee, so it must have been bad.
Yes. And Potts was down injured. We're going to hear from Neil Reynolds shortly. We'll get some post-match reaction from him. Maybe please, won't you? It's been a good week.
If you think about the last three games, after the crisis that we were in almost a week or so ago, I think the three wins on a bounce has rejuvenated the side a bit, and I think now we're moving on with a bit of confidence. Considering the Grantham game was such a low, I think it's a completely different feel to the situation now.
And no Tuesday game?
No, we're midweek free, aren't we? I think
it's a nice feeling, that, isn't it?
Mm.
It's a nice.
I think
feeling.
It's Gainsborough next up, isn't it? Saturday.
Yeah, tough game that one, isn't it? Because Gainsborough have been in good form recently. They're starting to moat up the table. But of course, we'll be bringing you live commentary of that game at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. FC United taking on Gainsborough Trinity, 3 o'clock kickoff. Get down there, but if you can't make it, we'll have full commentary from 2:30 on Saturday afternoon.
And then a lovely trip to Whitby on Tuesday night in November. That's just what you want. I mean, I do wish we played that game in September now. It was a replay, wasn't it?
But that was a Tuesday, though, wasn't it?
It was, but it would have been September, though. What about Donoghue's role now? Do you see as? You know, where with Griffiths slotting back in into that number four role, which Donoghue can play, and with similar ability, he's played right back. And where do you, with FC, is it Donoghue going back into right back? I mean, it's difficult now because you've got Jones back in form, back from injury with Baker, Morris able to play at right back or centre back as the three at the back option. I mean,
I think maybe the right side of it, right wing is an option for Donoghue.
Well, Neil joins us now. Over to James.
Perfect end to a perfect week.
Absolutely. It's people say a week's a long time or a short time in football, you know, and the Witten win, the Poland win, and then today the win. But super proud of the boys, you know. It's been a really difficult week, you know, great week, but tired legs. And, you know, to come here and put on that type of performance, I've got to credit the back line. You know, they had set pieces and a few throw-ins. We just stood tall, and I didn't think we could see. I thought we won't concede. We kind of managed the game well. Yeah, tight bodies out there. The important thing today was winning. And listen, there's a lot of things that have gone on behind the scenes that I won't go into, which made today's team selection very, very difficult. And we'll address that after the weekend. But today was all about the win.
And what were on the field within the game? What were the things that were the highlights for you?
I thought the back five were incredible. I absolutely think Dan Lavercombe, Aaron Morris, Curtis Jones, Drew Baker and Adam Don were magnificent. And we changed it. We gave Donners a rest. He's played a lot of minutes. We knew that he had a long throw in, so it was to put another tall defender in front to kind of nullify that. I thought it worked really well. Aaron's come accustomed at centre-half, but I thought we were really good. And then Griffiths and Potts. Yeah, Potts, he tired, you know, absolutely. But he's a captain. You know, I didn't want to bring him off. I thought Sam Burns worked tirelessly. All right, didn't happen for us in the wide areas, but it's a really good team performance, that. And that's, you know, score 11 goals in a week and only concede three. I'll take that.
And we felt the performance did look a bit tired at the beginning, but and Sam Burns, to his credit, then individual skill, and his timing of his runs today really stretched their back line, didn't it?
There's a reason why when I went down to Blackburn a couple of weeks ago, I was training with the first team. You know, he's a real talent, and we've got him, and we're going to enjoy having him. But at times when you've kind of been under, I wouldn't say a lot of pressure. They had one shot on goal. You know, there wasn't a lot of pressure, but it was pressure. And when you've got a breakaway of Sam Burns and a willing runner that gets to the penalty, that's exceptional. And Chaz dispatches it, and you know we can enjoy the win. Make no bones about it, this was a banana skin, absolutely, and we've come through it.
And on that point, because there have been games recently, say Bootle and other game, Witten, of course, last week, where the pressure's come on and FC have yielded a goal. How pleasing was it? They had the weapon of the long throw as well, which means you're getting peppered.
I don't know if people really take a lot of notice from last season to this season. We've changed to a zonal marking. We've conceded two goals off zonal marking all season. If you compare that to the stats of man marking last season, it's significantly better. And, you know, we do a lot of work on it. You can see our gaps between each other. You know, it's about marking space and about marking a man in it. And it seems to work really well for us. But listen, credit to Runcorn. They played the part in a really entertaining game. But the fans were great on both sides. But like we did a couple of years ago, we came here and won 3-0 that day, and you know we went 17 unbeaten after that. Today we've come here and won 2, and now we're 3 unbeaten. So you know we'll take that, and hopefully, you know we get a lot of positive message on the back of that.
And next Saturday, Gainsborough coming up the table. What do you make of them, and in terms of what sort of contest that will be?
Seems a long time since we've been at Broadhurst Park. You know, especially when you've been into Europe and played at Witten and now come here today. So we're looking forward to training. We're going to be in three times this week. We're going to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday's going to be a complete recovery session. We're going to get masseurs in, but Tuesday, Thursday, we'll be working on shape. And listen, we've got to respect Gainsborough like respects everybody else, but we're going into it now, not on the back of three defeats when, you know, kind of everyone was panicking and calling for people, etc. We're going into it on the back of three wins. So, you know, we'll enjoy that. We'll enjoy tonight. And I'm just going to say to the lads, rest up, and, you know, thank you for everything they've done this week. They've been an absolute credit, and we progress in the trophy.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to James after his side's progression in the FA Trophy. And on Monday lunchtime, the draw for the first round took place, and FC United have been drawn away to MPL East side Mask United. Tied to be played on Saturday the 13th of November. Before that game though, FC will be back in league action this Saturday as the Reds will be hosting Gainsborough Trinity. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. Admission will be pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s with under 5s free with a paying adult. Well, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.